Betcha you going fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing.
Oh, yeah. You know what that means? Leaf is here, and we're going to do a fishing report. Hey, Leaf.
Hey, how you doing, Dippers?
I am good. How's the fishing out there?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah?
Fantastic, yeah. You know, it's been hot, been beautiful.
Yeah.
Been just a great, great summer so far.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that maybe it's a little too hot for some of the smaller streams. The
lowland lakes are definitely getting
lakes, okay.
Warmed up. Yeah, if I were fishing them at all, it would just be super early, you know, barely light or in the dark. And if I were fishing them, I'd be doing it pretty deep, and I'd be very careful with the fish when you remove them. If you remove them at all from the water into that air, it's just so hot. But, you know, to be quite frank, I wouldn't even really be fishing any of the lowland lakes that are small. You know, some lakes like Patterson, some of the bigger lakes, they have colder water in there, and the fish are not stressed to the point where some of these fish, like in Big Twin or Little Twin or, you know, Frost might be. But these middle elevation lakes, totally fine. Right. You know, Black Pine, Buck, Beaver, Roger, all those. But they are somewhat warm. You know, I got a report from Bob Jadiff, our old regional biologist and fishing buddy of mine, and he and his wife went up and stayed there at Black Pine Lake, such a beautiful campsite, camp area there with great campsites. And he said he was catching some nice cutties, about 14 inches, but he had to be 20 feet down to do it.
Okay.
The overall depth of that is about 30, 35 feet, so they're hanging just a little ways off the bottom, kind of right there in the temp
change. Maybe one thing to note, too, because it looks like it's going to be getting warmer. Right now, the nighttime temperatures are kind of nice. They're down to 50, but I think they're going to change to like 60. So,
exactly.
So we're really on that tipping point. Yeah. We're going to tip over here.
And that's where we're going to get, you know, I've kind of been operating in sort of voluntary hoot owl hours. I will knock off a lot of the time that middle portion of the day between about... 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, you know, it's just not good fishing a lot of the time anyway.
Yeah.
But then I'll get back on for the evening right now because, yes, it's still cooling down enough at night that overall the water temps are rebounding or cooling back down at night. But once we don't drop below 60 at night, that's going to put the stream temps into 60 and above. And that's when we'll get an actual hoot owl called by our buddy Ryan down here, which is good for those fish. And I would encourage people to follow that. And like I say, even just kind of voluntarily, you know, right now. Or if you are out there fishing midday, just make sure you're not taking those fish out of the water. You're not trying to set any tippet records, you know. You're using line where you can land those fish quickly. You're not seeing how light a line you can land a big fish on. Because you want to get them in, get them out, you know. And so that's kind of the moral of the story right now.
But by and large, not still water. You're on moving water.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, if I'm on still water, and we'll get to it in a second, it's up high.
Right.
But remember that right now, the kind of way I see it at this point is you got the hopper season, which is not as big a deal to these fish as some people think it is. And it is, as it is on some other rivers. It is, you know, these fish do like hoppers. But they're not just super cracked out on them like other fish will be on other rivers. Because at the same time that our hoppers are kind of really peaking on their clumsy fall-ins to the river, our bigger golden stone or, you know, golden stone-esque type of stone is starting to pop off at this time of the summer. So that's ramping up. And quite frankly, they'd rather feed all evening on those giant golden stones and into the morning or, you know, or late afternoon. So they're kind of more looking for that. And we've discussed that bug and their desire for that one in the past, too.
Yeah,
so you better believe that's kind of what they are more keyed in on. And so as most hoppers are falling in, that, like I said, golden stone is ramping up. By the time that golden stone starts to taper off in mid-September, the October caddis will be ramping up. And so we have this beautiful crossing over of peaks on these big bugs that'll just mean big foam for the rest of the season. That's just great fishing.
It's a great wheel of life, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, you can still get them on your smaller bugs. Always be trying your PMDs. That's your pale morning duns, your BWOs, your blue-winged olives, things like that. Drakes, always on that softer foam line stuff. Still plenty of big fish and other fish on your small bugs, but, you know, maybe start there and then just finish it up with a nice big fat presentation of foam.
Good point.
But like I was saying, if you want a little mix up and want to escape the heat, man, it's been great up there in the mountains. And my young boy Finn and my friend and his youngest, we all went up to Lewis Lake and that was just fantastic. You know, cool. It's about 5.2, 5.3 into there up the South Creek Trail. And the fish aren't huge. They're maybe 10 to 11 inches at most. Mm-hmm. Kind of a cool amalgam of cut bows, mostly leaning towards rainbows, which tells me, you know, kind of they've been mixed for a long time, and that mm-hmm. dominant gene of the rainbow is washing most of the cutthroat out of most of those fish. But like 1 out of 6, 1 out of 7 were pretty cutthroat looking. And then even some of the pure looking rainbows would have a faint cutthroat mark and bigger par marks and a concentration of bigger spots towards the tail, like you usually see with cutties, and not so much on the flanks there. So just beautiful, neat fish, incredible lake underneath. I believe it's like Remy Peak or something like that up there. The peak system is just huge. And we stayed 2 nights and 3 days, so we were able to kind of just stretch our legs that second day. And we all hoofed up to the other end of the lake and followed this waterfall that goes up to a little tarn above the lake. Just beautiful. It's fishless, and you could tell by the super abundance of mosquitoes even in midday. But we kept finding all these springs percolating out of the rocks and out of the moss, like, you know, adjacent to the stream. The first one we, you know, used a life pen on just to make sure none of us got beaver fever, because it was kind of adjacent, kind of connected to the stream, but definitely independent. And then we found another one that was just incredible, bubbling right out of the ground, like 20-30 feet from the stream. So I couldn't help it. I dropped to my knees and was drinking out of that one. It's just,
that must have been a fun thing for Finn.
Oh yeah, he loved it. He and his buddy, they just ran around on these logs and played with Blue the whole time. And we caught some fish, ate a lot of good camp food, and, you know, we were prepared. We knew it would be cooler up there, and it sure was. But, you know, it was just a great time. I definitely recommend everybody get out there now. Now is the time. It's the beginning of that season, you know, that escape the heat now, and later we'll be up there to witness the larch change to that golden color.
Right on.
Yeah, so, you know, if you'd like to book a trip or just need some fishing tips, anywhere from here to the top of the hills there as far as the fishing tips go, booking those trips down here on these lowland river waters, Washington waters, I'm always there for you. So just give me a call at 509-429-7298. You can check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And you can give me drop me a line the old-fashioned way at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And don't forget, this cast is... And every cast that I'm putting out there is sponsored by North 40. Our good friends over there have got everything you need as far as boats, clothing, fishing equipment. Check them out at north40flyshop.com. And hey, y'all, stay cool. Get that fish right on. Fishing all the time. Baby's gonna fish and too. Bitch alive. Your sweet wife gonna catch more fish than you.